Proclamation number 8828, dated the July 11th, 1964. Scrutiny of spiritual knowledge presupposes bond with God. Only that which originates from me can lay claim to be the purest truth. Nevertheless, it is certainly difficult to establish as to what has originated from me if you solely rely on your intellect, even if you strive spiritually and want what is right. But why do you accept the spiritual knowledge of those who cannot be verified by you, when a clear answer from above is conveyed to you? Make contact with your God and Creator, sincerely appeal to Him for the truth and, truly, you will not remain without a reply. However, I must demand this sincere will to appeal to me for support every time you scrutinize spiritual knowledge. You can receive my answer in the most simple way. You need not mull it over and do research or adopt other researchers' points of view who gained their results by intellectual means. A connection exists between the spiritual kingdom and earth which you should use by requesting clarification from me. And I myself will give you the answer or send it to you through a being of light which is instructed by me to educate you. Thus, the answer will always be from me myself. However, I do not contradict myself. My word will forever remain without alteration, on account of which one can construe that opposing sources are at work as soon as a contradiction is found. But one thing is certain, I only judge the human being according to the degree of love he attains on earth. Then everyone will instantaneously gain realization on his departure to the spiritual kingdom, if he is not found it on earth as yet. The right kind of love could well have given him light on earth, yet he lacked faith that the being which had created him would speak. Hence he did not listen within. But people's way of life could have been so much easier had they been enlightened, had they simply kept to my word, which would have explained to them all events in the spiritual kingdom. And thus they would also have been able to understand the reason and significance of Jesus Christ's act of salvation. For this doctrine is the most important. It cannot be portrayed as insignificant, for the whole of eternity depends on it. But how far people have distanced themselves from it already, how unimportant it is for them and the paths they are taking in order to provide themselves with a different solution. How gladly they accept the teachings of other schools of thought in order to forget the thought of redemption. How willingly they try to describe the human being just us as an accomplished master only because they don't want to associate him with the idea of God, is indeed worrying in itself. After all, it prevents many people from regarding him as the divine redeemer, without whom no human being can become blessed. Each individual person striving, who makes an effort to liberate himself from all negative characteristics, who, for the sake of a higher goal, fights against himself, who therefore strives towards self-redemption, single quote, should certainly be acknowledged. However, he is still burdened by the original sin from which he can only be released by Jesus Christ. Yet I solely judge the human being according to his degree of love, and thus he will also suddenly gain realization at his departure from earth, if he previously had no opportunity to be informed of the teaching of Christ. Then he will place himself under his cross and accept him. Therefore, no person needs to be lost who did not find him on earth if only he lives a life of love, which will grant him sudden realization. No person who lives in love can go astray. Even so, it is far better if he still accepts the truth on earth, which shows him the path and explains the meaning and purpose of earthly life to him. Because a great battle is being waged on earth between light and darkness, and this signifies a danger for a weak person, and I want to help him by imparting my word to him. And everyone who takes it seriously will also recognize me as the giver of the spiritual information which enlightens you about your origin and your goal, about all secrets of creation and my eternal plan of salvation. Amen.